Don and Mike,
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Very angry, Ralph. You know, you can ball my wife if she wants you to. You can lounge around here on her sofa.
You can ball her.
In her ex-husband's dead tech post-modernistic house if you want to. But you do not get to watch my television set.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Oops. Sorry. What happened there?
It's a good spot here. You got good escape routes. Two freeways within a quarter of a mile. Traffic video camera, probably disabled. Check it out.
You recognize the M.O.?
M.O. is that they're good. Once it escalated into a murder one beat for all of them, after they killed the first two guards, they didn't hesitate. Pop guard number three, because what difference does it make? Why leave a living witness? Drop of a hat, these guys were rock and roll. Shape charge. The shape charge indicates that they are technically proficient. Proficient enough to go in on the prowl, so let's start looking for recent Highline burglaries that have mystified us.
Cool friggin' movie.
Hang in with forensics. From the bomb squad, I want the explosive. If we're lucky, it's exotic. We can trace the scent.
Recognize the M.O.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What do you got for me?
Before we even get into that, there's this cool ripping rides all along the beach here.
Oh, there's that scene with Tone Loc where Al Pacino somebody goes off on him in the, this little dive at like 2:30 in the morning.
My two turbos and a 911 slope.
You're looking to rid yourself of your competition.
Hey, I'm a good citizen.
I'm Donald Duck. So you got something to tell me or what?
A why?
Check this out, cuz. How do I know if I tell you what you need to know? You're gonna do what I need to get done.
Manhattan, straight up, man. We do business all the time.
I ain't your cuz, you low-life slime. And you know, because I say so. After I hear what the hell you got to tell me.
You understand what I'm saying? I can get killed for telling you this stuff.
Kill walking your doggy.
Goddamn.
Heat.
Is that Heat? That is all from the movie Heat.
What's the M.O.? Yeah, watch out.
And then there's that great scene in the diner. With De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Elmo.
Great movie. Oh, it's been a while. I mean, that movie came out, what, 10 years ago?
Heat is one of those movies, speaking of DirecTV or Comcast, whatever you have, it's only on a channel like Stars, Encore,
right.
Silence of the whatever. I mean, they have a special name for a channel on Stars that shows great movies once every 5, 6, 7 months.
Right.
And if you happen upon it, it's like they got a rotation where it's Goodfellas, yeah. Casino, Silence of the Lambs,
wow.
All of the great ones.
Right.
I mean, they have the rights. How does that work, Rob, with which cable company gets the rights to run whatever movies?
I think they have a tack-on deal when you pay big bucks for like something that's not yet to cable.
Right.
They attach other movies to it.
And they always seem to come out. They also come out when there is a movie with a particular actor in
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You will see, for example, a Tom Cruise movie. You will see War of the Worlds a lot when his new Mission Impossible is
they
coming
do a
out.
Run on that.
Right. But I'm wondering how come a movie like Heat generally is not on the big channels. It's on that lower tier of crappy cable channels.
What happened is Heat sold early to TNT, and I think it became less of an attractive movie to the pay channels. Of course, it's not as good on TNT. Because
I'll tell you what they are. They're all backroom deals.
Have you seen that movie? Pacino, Al Pacino, is chewing gum constantly, and it's great. He uses it as a prop in the
Licks
movie.
Licks his lips a lot, too. What?
You know what he really licks his lips in? Is in The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, man, that licks his teeth, too.
When is the movie that he became, like, not a heartthrob anymore and
he
became something,
a yelling guy?
Yeah, hard to look at
I
guy.
Think it was in Son of a Woman.
Right about there?
I think Hoo-Ah is pretty much what started him on that downward track.
Can you deliver on a deadline?
compare his face in Any Given Sunday to his face in The Godfather, and it doesn't even look like the same guy.
I'm the guy.
Are you?
I'm where it all began. Can you deliver on a deadline?
That's virtually the same Al Pacino that's in the movie with Matthew McConaughey, where they're bookmakers. And
I haven't seen that. Is that a good movie?
No,
it sucks. Right? That's why I didn't go see it.
It sucks, but you'll like it.
I hope I do.
You'll like it like I do, because it's Al Pacino doing that one basic acting style.
Where he kind of yells all the time. You know where it started? It started in Scent of a Woman.
That's where it began?
That's where it's at. I just
said that.
That's exactly where it started.
He just said it!
You know, next time I don't hear you, you know what I'm going to say?
What?
Why? If I can't hear you, I'm going to say what?
Why?
I don't know,
why?
Larry.
Why?
I'm preoccupied. Got my own deals working. Side deals.
And I hate it when there's a great movie. Like, The Devil's Advocate is another one of those movies that's never on cable.
Right.
Never on HBO. And you go buy it, you go, oh, great. And then it's on TNT. And, like, that scene where Al Pacino is urging Keanu Reeves to get it on with that chick with the red hair in his office. When the statue starts morphing.
I'm telling him to get it on with his sister. That's because I'm the devil.
And there are a couple of edits in there that would make Greg Edger proud.
Why don't you sit back and relax? I'll talk about my real life. The times I've climbed on top of Beverly D'Angelo.
Beverly.
Yeah, that's right. Beverly D'Angelo from Vacation. You remember those cans?
We want to hurt no one. We're here for the bank's money, not your money. Your money's insured by the federal government. You're not going to lose a dime.
Right. Okay.
That's Robert De Niro.
This cat I was locked up with most. Did a couple of 2-3 years. He got out. I ran into him.
We got too much Tone Loke there.
Tone Loke. Great voice for radio.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Oh, you guys missed the best part.
Of what?
She's got a great ass.
I'll tell you something about Beverly D'Angelo.
And you got your head all the way up.
That lady can deliver on a deadline.
Hi there, Donna Mike Show. What's up?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I want you guys to start an office pool there.
On what? On what topic?
On what topic? I want you guys to guess how long it's going to be before Britney Spears offs herself.
That could be an interesting...
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
He's upset.
No!
He's upset about
Leave
that.
Britney alone!
I, for one, am... Thank you for the call, my friend. Just sick of this. And I don't mean I'm sick because, like, I feel bad for poor Britney Spears.
Oh, I'm so sick of people saying they feel sad.
It's like, Jesus Christ. You know, do you have any idea, seriously, in the United States of America right now, how many inbred, dirty, feet, white trash mothers there are out there,
right?
Just like Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives 2 flying F's about her?
Yeah,
really?
The only thing she's got is she's got the paparazzi.
Yeah.
I mean, did you hear Kelly Ripa today on Regis? It made me want to throw up. I almost called you when she said I lost sleep over it last night.
Oh, God.
Did you hear it when she said
she
that?
Serious about
she
that?
Was being serious. I was sad. I really had trouble sleeping. I had trouble sleeping because of that.
I was watching the Today Show, Good Morning America. They're treating this like it's a real news story,
mm-hmm.
and they have real doctors coming on and going,
sure.
Well, here's what Britney is looking at here. Britney's been in the spotlight since she was 16. It's like, who freaking cares? And before all of this happened, weren't these the same people just a week or so ago that were saying, well, okay, she's nuts, but he's bad, too.
Right.
He's a jerk, too. Well, all of a sudden, he's the good one.
He's the jerk that's got the kids.
Right. He's the good one.
He's the one that's going to be, you know, I think they'll probably be riding around in a bigger SUV.
The lesser evil.
That's the only thing the kids have going for them right now.
You know, and if I get one more person on TV going, what could this girl have been thinking? The judge says this to her, and then she still goes. It's just like Michael Vick.
Right.
There are just stupid people out there that do stupid ass.
She's an F-up.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. She's been an F-up for a long time. She's been allowed to be an F-up because she's surrounded by her little entourage, and she gets away with that stuff. I don't understand the sadness. And all of a sudden, the sadness is delivered after, after it made that guy cry, you know, because...
The bodyguard?
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Now the sadness comes out. What's the sadness for? This is the... I mean, she's been the punching bag for for months.
I think her problem is that she's too smart. Don't you?
Oh, yeah. Misunderstood. Yeah.
I mean, 20 years from now, we're going to look back and we're going to say, that's what she was doing.
She should have run for office.
Miss Spears, would you like a hot one or a cold one?
I would just sit her down and I'd say, look how offing yourself worked out for Anna Nicole Smith.
Right.
You know, seriously, didn't work out too great for her.
Well, they were saying today that, and one of the things I heard that made some sense to me, I have no idea what her background with her family is, but they're saying that sometimes when somebody behaves like this, it's because she was raised the wrong way too, and I think that might be the case. I think her mother might be an F-up as well.
But you know, it worked out pretty well for Kurt Cobain.
It sold a lot of records.
It did.
That's right. It worked out for Courtney Love, yeah.
Well, Kurt too.
It worked out for the Nirvana catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sales are not bad.
I think maybe one of the reasons he took the shotgun and went into that room anyway is because, who knows, they really weren't on the map before he killed
them. It worked out for Jimmy. It worked out for Janis.
Right. But Janis and Jimmy, not necessarily on purpose.
Well, they were drug overdoses, though.
Exactly. Right. And Mama Cass.
Sandwich overdose.
With the ham sandwich.
Right.
And Jim.
Sandwich overdose. She had a sandwich overdose.
Jim Morrison.
I had Jim Morrison. I had that already.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great one.
He was one of the greatest.
One of our best celebrity offs.
Mm-hmm. Top notch.
I don't think Britney's going to do that. I don't think she's going to do that. I don't think she has any intention of doing that. I believe what someone else said today, that she probably, there's a part of her that might feel, hey, all right, I'm free now. I can go out and I can party all the time. I don't have to worry about it.
We just spent 5 minutes talking about it, but I'm officially sick of it.
I mean, everybody's sick of it right now. And there, you know, really, when you think about everything else in the world, there are a lot more issues.
Even with everything else in the world, I still still don't care.
Right.
It's like Christ, you know. And if I see
one. You don't care about everything else in the world?
No. No. You know what I care about, Mike?
What?
I'd be glad to tell you what I care about.
What do you care about?
The fact that you have not heard a word.
No, they don't exist.
From a DirecTV employee.
No, DirecTV installers don't exist. They don't exist.
Maybe they can.
They're the hardest people to find in the world. And
they killed themselves.
And when you call, you're not allowed to talk to them directly.
Right.
It's not like you get a number for a local person. You are sent into the system where you are, you know, not allowed to make a direct call.
So they should have a different name for the company.
Right.
And DirecTV.
And you know, here's another just a little pet peeve here. Mm-hmm. Flute music on hold. Flute music. You might as well take seriously an ice pick and stick it into my ear.
I hope if she does off herself, and gosh, I hope she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's creative. I really hope that it's a scene. I hope it's like a CSI type scene. If she's going to go all the way with it, don't disappoint your fans.
Maybe
seriously, write a message in blood on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Bathtub toaster.
No. You want something creative? Latte overdose. Okay. And she always got one of those frothy, creamy drinks in her
frap.
Hand. Right.
How about some booger sugar?
Booger sugar for Britney.
Give her some booger sugar.
I do like the headline in one of the New York papers, Unfitney. Unfitney. That was funny.
Booger sugar will kill her in copious amounts. That's why I always moderate.
How about booger sugar in the lattes?
That'd be good.
That's right. Yeah, Coke up her lattes for
her. You go to Starbucks all the time. What is one of the gooeyest, nastiest, sugariest
caramel macchiato?
Shocker that the large man to the left came up with the answer.
He knew it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Pop culture is my bitch.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I was just wondering. I listen to your guys' show every day, and I was sorry.
Your guys is.
Guys is not allowed. Sure, he meant well.
Thanks
Hi there.
Calling Kevin.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Father of the year, Kevin Federline.
Great guy.
Hello.
I have a question for Rob A.
Yep, he's here.
Rob A, I have some Hitler memorabilia.
Send it in.
Where can I find out about it?
Just send it in. I'll add it to the collection.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
10800 Main Street, attention Rob. North Pole.
Right. Oh, you made the beverage come out of my nose.
Sorry about that.
Right for Rob's new show on Bravo, Nazi Roadshow.
I just hear from the back of the room, send it in!
Yeah, I think this could be very valuable.
Hello. And ship it in a wooden crate, the way the Fuhrer would have wanted it.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm a DirecTV guy, but might have a little trouble getting to you.
Why? You're lying. You're lying. I can tell by your tone.
I believe he's a DirecTV guy.
I'm in Boise, Idaho. That's the problem.
Are you an installer?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is this so hard?
Why can't you just drive to Virginia tonight?
Well, I could, but I think I would miss the game tomorrow. You know, I used to live in Michigan, and it's a good 24 or 30-hour drive just from there.
All right, let me ask you a question then. Why is this so difficult?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you guys back east. Well, not you guys. I like you guys. But maybe the DirecTV guys back east are, I don't know, just a little.
It's some of that.
I think everybody's getting a little picture of what it is to talk to somebody from DirecTV.
It's kind of, what we're getting right now is some of that Midwest sensibility.
That's
right.
I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know.
This guy is saying what a lot of people in the Midwest like saying. Well, that's kind of how it is, I guess, you know, in the big city on the East Coast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
On the East Coast.
Well, maybe it is.
Do you, at least have any Hitler stuff that you can send in, please?
In a wooden crate.
I would love to go. You know, I'd even stay and watch the game for you off the clock. So, you know, it'd be great.
Well, hold on. You're in Boise, Idaho. Are you going to come and fix Mike's dish, or are you going to send Rob any Hitler stuff?
I'd probably just, I don't think I'd be able to.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, there's the conversation.
Hi there, Donna.
I don't know. Is it a bridal suite? I don't know.
Hello, you're on the air. What's up, Donna Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I got good news and bad news for you.
I don't need bad news. I need good news.
All right. The good news is I've been a DirecTV installer and surround sound installer for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Right. Bad news? I'm out here in Vegas. Yeah. So, if you want to fly me out there, I'd hook you up.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for nothing. Thanks a lot. Boise in Las Vegas heard from.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got two people that have at least volunteered to help.
Does that mean we're getting close?
Yeah, we're getting close.
Does that mean we're circling? We're moving east.
Let's Does he that. Have any Nazi slot machines?
Oh, hello. Shut up.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Three swastikas.
Hello?
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I want to tell Mike that you're not going to get a DirecTV guy to come out. We've waited an entire month for them to come to our house only to call the day before to say they don't have the equipment and schedule an appointment for another month.
Darling, I want to explain something to you. We're talking here about a celebrity, mm-hmm. Okay?
I don't think it is like, they care.
It's like when you go to a hotel and you say, can I have a room? And they say, we're sold out. And then you say, oh, incidentally, the room is for Julia Roberts. You know what they say? We got a honeymoon suite for
There
you.
It is. See how that's works. How it works.
And Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Mike O'Mara needs this.
I do. Like I've never needed anything before. I need this more than I need my next drink. Okay?
Wow.
There it
wow.
is. I
Listen
said it.
To that.
Incredible.
Now you know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
I feel good about this for you, Mike. Right here, this guy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, listen, I work for a major contracting company for DirecTV. What's the problem Mike's having, and why can't he get a hold of somebody?
Now, can you help me? I need to get my dish installed.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Well, yes,
I can
tomorrow.
I can give you the 800 number that we use. I don't know.
Bye!
See ya.
Okay, bye-bye.
There you go.
Bye-bye. Sorry.
The 800 number. That's a. Uh-huh. And incidentally, what I call that is the slice of heaven number.
1-800-THE-SYSTEM. That's 1-800-THE-SYSTEM.
The flutes in the ear number. Flutes in the ear. Good TV's not near.
Hello, Donna Mike Radio Show.
Yeah, I'm a DirecTV installer and whatnot.
Yeah, okay. Whatnot?
Maybe I should pretend I'm Al Pacino.
You ain't going to get any satisfaction.
I need you to deliver on a deadline.
You got your head all the way up it.
You got your head all the way up it.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Well, there's a Toyota Corolla in front of me.
What's this guy doing?
What are you doing?
And I think it's the transmission.
What do you think he's doing? Honk for cash?
Well, he needs some PG products.
What are you doing?
Are you doing a Pat Goss thing?
I am Pat Goss.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
God, that sucked.
That was terrifying.
That has to be the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Very that close to it.
Are you high?
That was ridiculous. Mike, week number 1, 2, 3, 4 of the fantasy football season is underway.
Yeah, my news is not all bad.
Here we go. Here's your scores. From week number 4, Mike O'Mara beat Rob Speed Bump, 89-62.
Hello there, Mr. Scholarship winner.
Matt the Pollock beat Joe the Pollock, 71-64.
Right.
Don Source beat Bart Source, 72-54. And John beat fellow cat lover Buzz, 94-89.
Oh, I saw it on the website. He had 89 points today. I wonder if John crawled back in there and
helped it out
a little bit. I saw 89 when I got up this morning after all the scores have been
tabulated. As the high score. John, were you the money winner this week? John, you
were? What did you do to tweak it?
I didn't tweak anything. I'm going to check right now. I saw that same thing the last time I checked yesterday, but it,
you saw there was, I mean, this morning it was 89. We both had 89 points.
There was another team with 89. Hold on, I'm checking right now. That would have been and Buzz both had 89.
All right, okay, right. You had 94. All right.
As my streak continues, I'm about to bust out a phrase that Mike has said in years past. Fire sale.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. In the dumb division, uh-huh. Mike's in first place, tied with John,
right.
3-1. Bart is 2-2. Matt is 1-3.
Very
good. In the dumber division, Joe is in first place, 3-1. Buzz and I are tied at 2-2,
right.
And Robbie is 0-4.
Let's call that 3 games out of first.
That's right. Good luck, Rob.
And hi to LaDainian and Drew.
Don and Mike show.
Hello, all of my great Nazi players.
Hello.
Mr. O'Mara, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? DTV, Tech Installation, Local 365 for corporate. I don't do much in the way of residential, but we have units.
Can you get to my house tomorrow?
Yeah, first I need to know what type of box you have.
I've got the, I need the new boxes, but I can get those.
Do you know the model? Is it 60 or 80?
Oh, boy, I got the old one. I got the old high-def boxes.
Okay, you probably have a 60 then. We do the corporate tech installation and reparations. If you'd like, I can go ahead and grab a 60, come on by, and bring Don a new Xbox.
No.
Oh, he got us. Oh, he got his heat.
We're sorry.
Now, that guy was credible.
Ouch.
That guy was very, very good.
He had the ouch.
What did he yell at the end? Was it an expletive?
I think he said gotcha.
Gotcha. Oh, the pain of it. The pain of it.
All right.
All right, whatever.
We'll figure it out.
I hate that word, whatever.
Mike, when we come back, we're going to be discussing an item in the news.
Yes.
I don't know if you were aware, there was a robbery in Washington, D.C. last night.
Really?
Did you watch the local news?
I did not.
Listen to this excerpt.
And so, he's a big bean for action.
Now, hold on a second. I got the wrong tape in there.
That didn't sound like Barbara Harrison.
Where's the one I was looking for?
Unless Robert? You catch her really, really early.
Is that it? Oh, here it is. My apologies.
Lemon yellow sunrise.
All right. Here's the news story. Breaking news from this morning here in D.C.
Big news.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
That doesn't sound like the breaking news story. Here it is now.
Councilman Marion Barry is a victim of a crime once again. Police say burglars broke into the city councilman and former mayor's house in Southeast last Friday. They allegedly stole thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, including 5 Rolexes and 50 pairs of cufflinks.
Wow. Really?
Wow. Alfonso Schofield.
Jr.
I am your father.
I can explain.
I will tell you later.
To you later. Duh.
Barry says that he can handle whatever happened. He says he wants attention turned back to young people in the district consumed by violence.
Yeah, so he had 50 pair of cufflinks and 5 Rolexes stolen.
Well, what does he have to say about it?
We've got an epidemic. And unfortunately, the city has not rallied around this. I mean, the people have.
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
I am your father.
But the council and the mayor got to do more than just talk about this.
Well, police have no suspects in last week's break-in. Barry was held up at gunpoint and robbed inside his apartment in January of last year.
Wow.
All right, so that's the story. Mayor for life, Marianne Barry.
5 Rolexes.
Right. And 50 pairs of cufflinks. Who's he think he is? Mel Karmazin?
Wow.
So I don't know if we'll be talking to Marion or going to the Black Berry or.
I think
he'll
be talking to Marion.
You think so?
I think he's very upset.
And in studio, you think?
Yeah, he's out of breath and upset.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
We will be right back. Maybe he can help you with DirecTV.
You know, he's got pull. He's the mayor for life.
I hope they didn't steal it along with his 50 pair of cufflinks.
All 50. All 50 of them.
Councilman Marion Barry is a victim of a crime once again. Police say burglars broke into the city councilman and former mayor's house in Southeast last Friday. They allegedly stole thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, including five Rolexes and 50 pairs of cufflinks.
Alfonso Schofield.
He can't help it, can he?
And your father.
I tell you right now, Don, you know what? That's a bitch.
Why?
Two more pairs, I'd have them. One pair for every week.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.